Art and Lee show. You got it. It is July. Why am I in July? It is June 22nd, audio mode 22, and I'm sitting here with Mr. Storm. We just had breakfast. Did I feed you enough, sir?
I think so.
You think so? And I'm going to ask him a question.
I can't remember.
How did you get interested in flying?
No, I don't remember how I got interested in it. That's what my dad used to fly. And somehow, for some reason, I decided that I would like to be able to fly.
And you could be...
My mother was a very patient, giving, loving person. And she would drive me up to Lincoln Park, which was about a... from where we were living at the times. About a 40-minute drive or so.
Good haul. Where were you, in Teaneck at the time, or?
Rear Ridge, I think, when I started.
And you didn't have to be as old to fly as you did to drive, right?
Right, you could solo an airplane at 16.
And do you remember where your first solo was to?
Well, the first solo was just around the patch at Lincoln Park.
Uh-huh.
Just take off, climb up, get into the, form the rectangular pattern around the airport at Lincoln Park, and
so when you were 16, you got your license, huh?
I got my student pilot's license, yeah.
And from there you went on to, what'd you do first, instrument or multi-engine?
I got the private pilot's license. Got the student pilot's license first.
Mm-hmm.
And then to take someone else along, you had to be 17. And I got my, private pilot's license. Essentially, it was on my 17th birthday.
Cool. Who was your first passenger?
My mother.
God bless her.
Mother had been Daddy's first passenger. And she was willing to go along as my first passenger in the back seat of a, I guess it was in the front seat of a Piper Cub, J3 Cub.
Cool.
Up at Lincoln Park Airport in New Jersey.
Then from there you went to, was it instrument first or multi-engine?
Good question. I think it was an instrument. Must have been an instrument, because I didn't get the instrument reading until we had bought an airplane that I could do the instrument reading in.
Uh-huh.
I had the instruments and stuff, so.
And which airplane did you buy?
Bill Sundberg and I bought a Beechcraft Travel Air, a B-95.
Okay, so that was the one where you got your instrument and multi-engine in?
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
Because I know you said you had a Luscombe, and I thought that that was instrument. But...
oh, I kept adding instruments to the Luscombe. So that I'd be about able to fly it on instruments, but... I really didn't get into the instrument flying really well until we bought the Beechcraft Travel Air.
So then you got your instrument and your multi-engine.
So I got the multi-engine and the Travel Air. And...
when did you get your certified ground?
Beats me. Somewhere in that. Same time frame.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause Art was a certified ground instructor. And that came in handy because he was able to help some people get through their exams and stuff like that. Like one of our friends from Bell Labs came over on several nights so he could study with Art. And Art was able to help him through exams. And that Beechcraft Travel Air was the same plane that Art proposed to me in. And I thought that was pretty cool. We were flying back from to Morristown from Sky Manor in Pittstown, and I think we were somewhere over Princeton. He asked me if I'd marry him. And we sort of agreed that it was a good idea for us to get married because we not only really loved each other, but had so much in common. And so that was a cool evening, and it literally was a cool evening. I remember we got inside and lit the fire in the fireplace and cuddled down in front of the fire with hot coffee and brandy in it and watched Star Trek. And then we pulled out some cushions and we just slept in front of the fireplace. That was a fun evening. And then after the Travel Air, because he felt his vision wasn't up to, what was that speed, 110 knots max, or no, two, mm-hmm. What was the fastest speed on a Travel Air, 130?
No, it cruised about 150,
yeah.
145, something like that.
We had a lot of good trips.
We never pushed it hard. Used more engine and more fuel.
But he finally gave up the Travel Air and bought an airplane kit. A single place RANS S9 to learn how to fly. To fly
S9 Chaos.
Chaos, yes. and that way he didn't have to worry about keeping up his license rating for his vision and everything, but he could still fly. But after a while, he realized that flying was just not fun anymore with just one person. But we built that in our garage. That was fun. The building was fun, definitely. And we had lots of friends dropping by to help, like Hank, our old ham friend.
Yeah, Hank Cook, and also Carl and Kathy.
Oh, Carl and Kathy were great. Yep. And they really also pitched in on the second one, because he sold the ranch, and we bought a Titan Tornado 2 place, little plane that we started to build. Yep. And that was fun. I remember many summer evenings sanding parts and stuff like that, the chromoly steel, and doing a little sanding and cleaning and
pulling pop rivets,
Clico pins. Oh my, that was the funniest thing. That was a good story. Art wanted to have the fuselage coated in this Cerakote stuff to keep it nice and shiny and rust-free and all that good stuff. And he had put the aluminum siding on it just to see how it would all fit together and everything, and it was held together with these Clico pins. And he gets a phone call saying, "I can pick it up in 20 minutes. You never saw two people running out of the house so fast with Clico pliers and pull all these pins out of there. But that was the good days, wasn't it, love? And I ran the electrical for you, didn't I? Mm-hmm. What was your favorite part of flying?
Look at how pretty everything looked from the air.
Do you remember your tagline? Your tagline on your email? Do you remember your tagline?
No.
Flying is the prettiest way to see God's pretty world. That was Art's favorite quote. And so there you got it, folks. The story of the pilot. Say goodbye, world. As he crawls off into the living room. Oh, the bathroom. Okay, so we'll catch you all later. But there's a little bit of airplane history from the family. Bye.